Look, it's coming back. Oh. Ah, kijk, hier is de. Die zei wat jij moet pesto.
Ik moet er gewoon een beetje extra erin doen.
Nou, ik ben liever onder de radar.
Nou ja, je kunt altijd aanbieden als onderzoek.
Maar als je, ja, ik ga het niet online doen, ik ga het wel gewoon.
Maar als je een leuk olie wil voor je eigen cosmetica, dan weet je waar je moet zijn.
Leuk, ja, ik wil laten staan hier.
Totdat ik hier vandaag.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Hi.
Ja, dan moet ik denk ik even naar mijn atelier om weer wat bij te vullen. Ja. En dan kom ik hier morgen.
Hoi.
Ik heb een gebruik gehoord, of kom jij dan?
Ja. Ik had hier, kom je ook op Groenhoord? Dat zei ik ook.
Ja, nee, ik ben er Groenhoord. Ook. Ik ben die flyers ook aan het uitdelen.
Oh, je hebt de flyers ook aan het uitdelen?
Oh, goed.
Ja, nee, joh, ik, ja.
Groenhoord pushers.
Nee, ik herken je, dus ik denk dat het zal wel goed zijn.
Ja.
Ja, leuk.
Kijk, daar is het.
Hoi, mag ik jou wat vragen? Live op Radio Papapoe?
Ja hoor, mag.
Want ik zie dat jij daslook pesto hebt.
Ja.
En ik ben zo benieuwd naar het recept, want ik weet wel daslook.
Ja.
Veel.
Nou, je doet er een beetje walnoten in. Een beetje
walnoot.
Een beetje meloenzaden. Je doet er een beetje gistvlok in. Een beetje zout. Een beetje olie. En dan wordt het gewoon super lekker.
Ja, ik heb het zelfs gegeten, maar ik wist niet zo goed.
Dat is het recept.
Oké.
Nou, en verder moet je naar wens een beetje erin doen.
Ja, peperkje erbij nog.
Ja, een beetje pepertje erbij.
Ja, lekker. Nou ja, goed idee.
Mooi zo.
Ja.
Niet te ver.
Ja, en voor de rest heb jij alle 1000 verschillende olie.
Ja, allemaal soorten olie.
Maak je die zelf allemaal?
Ik maak alles zelf, ja.
Oh ja?
Dus ik pers olie uit allemaal zaadjes.
Mm.
Oh.
Dus heb je een soort.
Ja, daar heb ik een hele grote oliepers voor.
Okay.
Maar dit maak je om te koken?
Ik maak dit om te koken of voor cosmetica. En in feite is dat precies hetzelfde.
Maar omdat het een goede werking heeft op je huid of zo, koriander?
Nou, koriander doe ik niet echt voor de huid, dat is meer voor het koken. Maar als ik hier dropplant heb bijvoorbeeld, dat is veel meer voor de huid.
Ja. Maar dat is wel lekker.
Komkommerzaad of.
Leuk.
Hi everyone, this is Kit McIntosh, author of Neon Screams, how Drill, Trap and Bashment made music new again. It's out now, it came out on the 10th, so you can don't have to pre-order it, you can actually go out and buy it. What I probably haven't even mentioned on other shows, of course, it was a foreword by Simon Reynolds. So it'd be great if you can go out and get that. So what I'm doing is a little commentary over a mix I did for the launch party the other day. So this one is Big Voice's Cheddar. So this is over the Money Fever rhythm, which is sort of, it was produced by a Shab Don, which is Lindvall Thompson's son. So it's kind of a little interesting bit of lineage there. But yeah, this is the sort of first instrumental where a trap dance kind of crystallizes as an aesthetic, I think, where you get that kind of muscularity in the thing. But the major innovation on this is the vocal. You know, it's kind of a post-Tommy Lee Sparta squeal, you know, taking that right out, you know, to even further heights. It becomes sort of cosmic with all these massive reverb. And already we're on to the next track, which is Rebel Six, Safari and K-Lion's Murderous. So this is one of the earliest examples, I think, of Trinibad. I'm going completely apeshit with the harmony engine, and, you know, doing these insane falsettos with them. It's a shame, really. So both Rebel Six and K-Line are now dead. K-Lion was from natural causes. Rebel was murdered. We've gone on to Rebel Six's Me Will Tweet. So I chatted about this last week already. Yeah, I mean, I think this mix is going to be a lot of tracks I've already played on the show, loads. But that was for the benefit, you know, so this was for the launch party. So I suppose a lot of the people showing up might not have heard any of this stuff before. I thought I'd affect their benefit. This set was after a Jungle set, so the book came out. It was a joint launch party with the guys who wrote Junglist. So they're reprinting Junglist. You can get that now as well. But the extracts they read sounded wicked, really, really good. But the thing is, you know, Jungle's just sort of a benchmark for future music. You know, the whole thesis of Neon Screen, in my book, is that vocal psychedelia like this is kind of offering a sonic futurism that's just as compelling as Jungle. So it's sort of quite nice to test that theory, I think, in public, having having this Jungle set and then having my stuff played back to back. I think it holds up. I think this stuff's fucking great. We're on to another Rebel 6. This one was Big and Large. An ode to my penis. I played this one last week as well. But thanks for everyone who did come out to the launch, by the way. It was loads of fun, really fun. Also, special thank you to Michael Watson, because he organised the whole thing. So that's really, he's done a fucking great job. And also the venue was The Social, so big thanks to them as well for having us. Really nice time. As I said, thanks to the Junglist guys. They were really good too. They were very nice to me. The stuff they read was great. Love their set. Love their set. Oh, we're on to Chronic Law's Falsifier, another one I did last week. While I'm repeating some of the stuff from last week, what I might do is get a few plugs out of the way. So Joe Muggs has a bit of a critique of Neon Screams coming out, I think, in September's issue of The Wire. I don't fully agree with everything he said in it, but nonetheless, probably quite an interesting thing to read if you're interested in the show or in the book and all that. So I would go out and get a copy of that and have a read of that. And huge thanks both to The Wire, the editors at Wire, and for Joe Monk for taking the time. Big art, I think it's like a page review, so very flattering, well chuffed with that. So huge thanks to them for doing that. Basically, the review is Joe Muggs calling me glorious for the first paragraph. And calling Simon Reynolds a cunt for the rest of the review. Well, I'm joking, by the way. You can read the review yourself. I'm caricaturing it a little bit for my own amusement. We're still on Chronic Law here, I think. There we go. So now we're on to Squash Prodigal. Again, this is another one from last week. I'm sorry about that. I'll move on to other tunes in a second. Neon Screams just launched. So just to finish up with the plugs, I think there's chat about me doing a listicle little article thing. I won't say where just yet in case they don't want me to. But keep your eyes out for any articles, any interviews and all that if you're interested in this Neon Screams stuff. I'll keep you posted on Twitter on this show. And here we go. So Rebel 6, we're on Evilus now. I think the rhythm's called the Evilus rhythm as well. Love it. Great. Rebel makes some amazing noises on this show. Sounds like his voice going through a wormhole or something. Yeah, like that. It's not just the harmony engine. These kind of weird modulated things. Isn't it? Another one coming up. Yeah, that. Great. Split him head like Gal splitting them legs. Jam. And coming up now, we've got Tommy Lee Sparta with Bubble Up. This is probably one of my favourite tracks from 2021 so far. I think it probably will be my favourite by the end of the year as well. Let's see how we go. So, a few months back, I guess, Tommy Lee Sparta, he got sentenced, I think, for 3 years on a gun charge. So this might have been his sort of first release since going to prison, can't remember. good way to reassure the fans. The gun, so the gun you got charged for, I think it was then they'd done ballistic tests on it, I guess, and it was the gun was used in two murders in Jamaica. So there's quite, you know, possibly Tommy Lee Sparta might be getting into more legal hassle, more legal trouble going forward. And the two blokes who got killed, I think they were actually, they're British, and they kind of got deported during the Windrush scandal, which was a bit horrific. I went back to Jamaica and died. I mean, that's the thing with a lot of this stuff in the book, the artists or the music, you know, kind of all seems very intertwined with the zeitgeist. Not in a ham-fisted way, or not in a way that as I, the author, have to kind of crowbar, you know. Just sort of all by virtue of synchronicity or coincidence or whatever. But I think it's good when a music like this can, you know, stuff that's very kind of avant-garde and pushing things forward, and all that, but it's drawing from a social energy, a social impetus, rather than a chin-stroking muso. There we go. Sicker Rhymes, Solve the Puzzle. Again, I did this last week as well. So I think after these two, so this one and then the next one, on the same rhythm, I think we should probably be in the clear of songs I checked about last week. It is fucking amazing though, isn't it? You can't complain. Gaza Badness, Middle East. Fucking, that is so good. Hey, there we go. Sean Storm's Drug Money. So this is the second one, and then we should be in the clear with this one. So this, like Tommy Lee Sparta's, another cartel protege that was in prison. But actually, I think the last three artists I've played have all been these come out from Cartel's Collective, which is called Gaza. Even the earlier tracks in the mix were probably, they're all artists that's part of a group called The Six, and The Six are allied to Gaza too. So Cartel has sort of given birth to everything innovative in dancing in the last 10 years or so. There we go. So now we're on Sicker Rhymes with Fimi Town. Actually, yes, staying on the Gaza theme here, because the instrumental for this is called the Fully Gaza Rhythm. So there you go. I think this is an example of a kind of a dystopian psychedelia that I think manifests throughout a lot of the Neon Scream stuff. Bad trip music, a bit kind of almost nauseating sounding, I think, with some of those swirling instrumentals you're hearing in the background. It's a kind of very fumous, intoxicating. It's a bit embarrassing reading all these patois titles. I think we had a reading at the book launch, and I think I wanted to read one section, and the repeater suggested another. And they did point out the section I wanted to read. I got an email from the guy going, "Well, the problem with this section is you'd have to read a lot of patois." And I think he said it won't go down too well with the audience, which was wise on his part. I couldn't, you know, standing there in front of all these people with me suddenly having to do a Jamaican accent for large stretches of quoting lyrics or whatever. So I think I dodged the bullet there. All right, we're on Intense with Nah Regular Boy. Now, he's not a regular boy because he's got a third eye tattooed on his forehead. But this, I think, actually, the kind of the soundscape for this instrumental, I think it's called the Banger Money instrumental, I think. But the soundscape, or the kind of sound world, or the synesthetic space, I think it fits in with the last tune, the Fully Gaza one, Jimmy Town, that kind of creepy, exotic quality. You know, I think the harem, like this sort of archetypal myth space in the Western site. A bit seedy, a bit kind of druggy. The id manifest in the material plane. So I think these tracks all are apologies to Edward Said that little bit of extrapolation. All right, now we're on where we're on Ja Villainy and Maestro Don with Dirty Money. So I think this is a kind of a more utopian inversion of that same Exotica in a way. You know. Maestro Don's hugely underrated. He's the one I'm on. This little verse here, this little stretch of music actually might be my favourite little chunk of music from 2021. So maybe the whole track might not be so strong. But if the whole track all sounded like this word, then this would definitely be some of my favourite tracks of 2021. And then we go, here we go. So we've got Popcorn, Fine, there. Rifle a beat like Rough Cut Drum. I wish Popcorn did more aggressive music. It's great when he does it. I think I talked about this last week. You hear the way his voice is really pushing those high frequencies there. You really do kind of get recalibrated as a listener with all this kind of squealing, auto tune, these neon screams. Yeah, I don't think you kind of get that. I don't know, there's a real penetrating quality to it. I don't think you really get in anything, any other music. I think. So now we're on with Elegance Top Chopper. I think the thing with the vocal psychedelia is it's more the story of a kind of whole relay of kind of single artist genres more than, you know. I mean, so take the thing with, like, say you talk about trap dance on paper, nothing particularly remarkable about that. You know, some people are taking tracks and doing dance and rhythm vocals. But it's really the important thing for vocal. It's the name or the genre definition very much undersells actually how profoundly innovative the music is. But I think Elegance might be the kind of last, latest artist who's come up with a whole new kind of auto-tune voice, I think. Yeah, this is a good example of it. So this is Elegance with Infamous. So it's kind of weird, bubbly voice. I remember Simon Reynolds once did a blog where he said he didn't like Star Wars because the music in it, it didn't really like attempt to sort of imagine a future sound. You know? Something about that blog always stuck with me. Then he sort of he managed to reduce the sort of grandiose concept. You know, we sort of talk about future music. Yes, if anything becomes a buzzword, a buzz phrase, it kind of loses a literal meaning. But I think he managed to make that a very simple thing. So to kind of go, well, come on. So imagine a bar somewhere 1,000 years in the future, or sort of a bar on another planet or something. What would the music be playing out of that bar sound like? And so I think that's a sort of nice little test. I think this Elegance tune passed the test. That's really good. All right, so now we're on to Chronic Law, Feel It. So I think this is a British producer. Could be wrong. Fucking amazing beat. Love it. I mean, I've recently been listening back to a lot of Chronic Law stuff. I think the thing is, because when I've been doing this book and I've been doing the radio show, and I've imagined having quite a sceptical audience, because, you know, we've got this kind of... you know, you had Reynolds do his Retromania, you had Mark Fisher talking about slow cancellation in the future, so you had this kind of so at least in these repeater circles, you had this kind of probably orthodoxy that future music finished for. Everything's been shit after 2005 or whatever. So I've always envisioned that I'm kind of trying to push back against that to a sceptical audience. So I think that kind of led me to sort of lean into the most flamboyant stuff, you know, because then the most flamboyant stuff's going to be the most kind of undeniably unprecedented. But I think sort of a shame in a way, because someone like Chronic Law gets a bit lost in that, because his vocal psychedelia is subtler than the Elegance of the Tommy Lee Spartan. This one is a Squash with Bad. I think this is a what's that jungle tune? Doc Scott or his nasty habits, Doc Scott. Anyway, sort of shadow boxing, the jungle tune. Can't remember who it was. I don't know if that's sacrilegious to say. You know, those kind of is that those menacing horn stabs. I think this reminds me of that. Though. So this one's Tommy Lee Sparta with Hurricane Breeze. I didn't actually really think about this track much before. I did like a Tommy Lee versus a Rebel 6 mix, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago or something. I think it's only after hearing that I thought, oh, this was one of the highlights. It really did sort of come up with one of the great sounds of the 21st century with that voice. The story behind it is apparently his mum would always she would tell him when he was a kid that not to talk with his mouth open or something like that. It was sort of this cartoonishly and impractically draconian parenting there. But because of it, he's got this sort of perfect voice for auto-tune. Yeah, he's sort of he's on the Mount Rushmore of a vocal psychedelia because of it. So there you go. All right, we're moving on to Sicca Rhymes with Target. I think this is another one from last week. But this is, those sort of penetrating auto-tune frequencies I was talking about. I love it, love it, love it. I think this is a good example of that. There's a sort of a Philip K. Dick thing. He talks about having this sort of beam of light shot into his forehead. And I think he has this kind of Gnostic bits of wisdom imparted to him by this beam. But anyway, that idea of that, I think that very much describes how listening to this stuff sounds. Does feel like something blasting right into your third eye. And so we're on to Sean Storm's Lasco. I think so. I only briefly do a bit of this one. Oh, he's good though. This is because he has a few of these weird little whatever the fuck this is. Sprite like bits in this track. And they are some of the greatest bits of a vocal psychedelia. Love them. And so now we're onto Big Voice with Born Six. So he's part of the group of Six. Yes, they've got kind of this harmony engine stuff. Nice stutter effects on a lot of it too. There we go. Yeah, and then you're getting all the delays on that as well. You're just chucking all this stuff at the auto-tune voice, you know, just trying to push it further, make it more futuristic. And I think, I probably said it before, but I think trap dance, it sort of does to the voice what jungle would have done to the breakbeat. Really. Alright, we're on to Shano's Deep Freeze. I think this is probably yet another tune that was from last week. But I think it's wicked though. But the thing is, I think this is this is probably played a bit higher pitched and faster than it was on the show last week.